I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network, lighting up fireworks because we have good news about the New World Report. Joseph and Maria have both told me that they celebrated this news within these last hours. We go to a country that you don't look for, you know, the brightest moments. You just think, well, do I remember where that is on the map? Ecuador. Joseph, what's happened in Ecuador that Maria tells us she's celebrating, and you certainly were when you communicated with me? What's happened?
So on Sunday, we had an election in Ecuador. It was the second round. It was the runoff of an election between a socialist candidate named Andrés Arauz, who's basically a proxy of the previous president, Rafael Correa, who is not just a corrupt president. He was actually indicted and convicted by an Ecuadorian court of corruption. And so his protege was set to return to power in Ecuador. And I actually, to be honest with you, I thought he was going to win. I kind of almost written the Ecuador runoff off and thought that the socialists were going to come back to power, as we've seen in Bolivia, Argentina, and other places. His competition was a banker, a gentleman named Guillermo Lasso, who's been trying. He's been running for president, trying to become president for pretty much a decade. He's lost previous elections. In some cases, people even said that he might have gotten stolen some elections, but nonetheless, he's been a perpetual opposition candidate to the Rafael Correa, the socialist networks in Ecuador, and he pulled it off. Last night, he won by a margin of 10 points, no less, and became the next president of Ecuador. Now, why is this so significant? Is because if you look at the trends, and usually in Latin America, politics have a bit of a pendulum where they shift left, they shift right. So you could say the first decade of Latin America, the politics shifted left. That's how you got Hugo Chavez and Evo Morales and all of them. The second decade, they shifted right, and you get Macri in Argentina, Piñera, Bolsonaro in Brazil. And so now the politics in Latin America are shifting left again, and we've seen that, and we've talked about that. So you would assume that Arauz would have come back to power. At least that's how I kind of looked at it. So I was very pleasantly surprised to hear that Guillermo Lasso, who I've known and I met personally, has been elected as the president of Ecuador, because it gives a good sign that the Latin Americans, in this case the Ecuadorians, are willing to fight against socialism. They don't all believe that that's the right direction to go, despite the economic woes that the region is having because of the pandemic. So this is very good news. You actually saw it in the markets. The markets bounced up. The bonds bounced up in Ecuador, knowing that a capitalist president is going to be the next president of Ecuador.
Maria, is this good news for Colombia and for the region as well? How did you regard it when you heard the news?
Oh, I was so excited because we are frightened of what is happening again in Latin America. But let me remember you that a few programs ago, we were talking about the ELN, the guerrilla, that has moved from the rural areas to the urban area that promoted the riots. And remember that there was a guerrillero called Uriel. He was shot by the army, and he has a lot of information on his computers. From that computers, and Joseph reminds me, appeared the help from Hezbollah, the help from Russia, but also a gift of $80,000 given by the ELN to the leftist candidate in Ecuador. So, John, you should know this. Arauz, this young candidate that was supported by Correa, the former socialist who has been condemned for corruption and who joins the Grupo de Puebla, this guy received, and it's in the computer, a help from the ELN. Our prosecutor, our attorney general in Colombia, flew to Ecuador a month and a half ago to give to the Ecuadorian authorities all the information from these computers. So we are very happy because we have been suffering too many years with these communists and with the frontier, first with Venezuela and with Ecuador. And remember that in the times of President Uribe, Ecuador frontier was bombed and Uribe killed one of the majors and one of the most important members of the FARC secretary, which was Raul Reyes, the ambassador of the FARC.
Joseph, about Ecuador, is Lasso now to be a target of the regime in Caracas seeking to undermine authority throughout the region. Does this make him more vulnerable than if he'd been a loser?
Well, if he was to lose, they wouldn't be as concerned, obviously, because he's not the president. He doesn't have the power of the government in the country. Yes, he will be a target. Although, if we learn something from the Maduro regime and these socialist networks, their modus operandi, is that before they attack, they try to subvert. And so they're going to try to co-opt the president first. They try to use the corruption. They try to use their business sweeteners and other kinds of tactics to essentially co-opt these presidents, even if they are on the right or even if they are inherently not socialist. They try to co-opt them first. If that doesn't work, it's almost like a carrot and stick approach. If that doesn't work, then they come down with the hammer, with the propaganda attacks, disinformation, the media attacks. And I believe it depends how Guillermo Lasso will react. But Guillermo Lasso has friends in the region. He's very close to Iván Duque of Colombia. He's close to Sebastián Piñera of Chile. And I suggest that he should get close to President Bolsonaro of Brazil, because just like we've been talking about how these progressive socialist presidents in Latin America work within an alliance, they work within a network, the more conservative, more capitalist, more democratic presidents in Latin America need to also work within an alliance and within a network. Oftentimes, they aren't as aligned as they should be, even if they have the same values and they have the same perspectives on the threats to the region. So Guillermo Lasso, if he wants to essentially not just help Ecuador, but be a leader in Latin America, he needs to quickly engage in his foreign relations in the region, and I'd actually say also in the world, particularly with the United States.
And in engaging with the other presidents, are they self-aware of this threat from Caracas, or is it something that they don't have time for?
No, Ecuador is very aware of the threat from Venezuela. They're one of the countries that also have received a lot of migrants from Venezuela, so it's a serious challenge. They're a much smaller country than Colombia, with only about 60 million population, so they are feeling it as well.
Joseph Umar is the executive director of Secure Free Society. He is in the Washington area. He's traveling in North America. Senator Maria Fernanda Cabal, celebrating Ecuador, as we all are, is of the Colombia legislature in Bogota, but she is traveling in North America as well. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.